Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, happiness and spiritual mindset mentor for highly sensitive women and empaths looking to own their space with confidence and co-create the life of their dreams in alignment with the universe. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. Hey guys, today I wanted to talk to you about kind of a serious topic. This was a question that I got asked on Facebook, and I felt that it was very important to address it because it's definitely something that every empath has to learn. And that is how to deal with the enormous amount of energy that comes from a natural disaster or a large-scale tragedy like what just happened in Las Vegas. And a lot of empaths are experiencing waves and waves and waves of massive emotions and energies coming over and over and over again from, you know, four hurricanes back to back to back to all of these fires in different areas of the country, to these national tragedies that we are all experiencing together. And that's on top of the daily stuff, right? Because just on a day-to-day, we can already get pretty overwhelmed with the experiences and with the emotions and the intensity that comes from interacting with people all the time and interacting with everyone's energy and all this emotion. It's crazy. And one of the biggest mindset shifts that happened to me was when I stopped taking ownership of other people, and not even necessarily of being an empath, because I know who I am and what I am and how to use this as a tool, but I just don't own other people's shit anymore. So this was the best way I had it described to me. This was an old coach of mine. She told me that I needed to learn how to be a screen, not a sponge. And I'm going to just repeat that one more time. Learn how to be a screen, not a sponge. When she told me that, that blew my mind open so wide. Nothing has been the same ever since. And for me, it made immediate sense. She didn't even need to say anything else. And I've had a few clients that have responded the same way. So I don't even know if I need to elaborate any further than this. But just in case I do, I want you to understand that just because you're feeling other people's emotions and energies does not mean you need to hold on to them. We experience them, we feel them, we release them. That's it. Because as we experience and we feel, we're able to better relate to our surroundings. We're better able to understand what it is that our fellow man are going through in the human experience. We can elevate. We can communicate with people in a way that other people cannot. That's what the magic of really being an empath is all about, is that we can communicate with people in a much more basic way, in a way that a lot of people don't know how to understand. And through learning how to use this tool to feel other people's energies and emotions so that we can better interpret how to relate to them and how to relate to our environment, how to communicate with the world at large. That is why we feel the massive energy. That is why we feel the feelings. And until you're able to simply release it, one of the first things that empaths generally learn how to do is to literally ask the universe to release this energy. If you are starting to feel down, if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling low, and you are recognizing that there's no reason for it, that you didn't do anything, that there's no reason for you to feel bad, just ask. Say, you know, God, angel, source, whatever it is that you want to call it, please release any energy or emotion that is residing in me that is not mine. Please release me. Please cleanse me. Please get rid of this. And you will find 9 times out of 10 that you'll feel lighter, that something will have lifted almost right off your chest, right out of your solar plexus. And for me, learning this tool or this mindset, I guess, to be a screen, not a sponge, now I don't even have to ask for things to be removed from me. Sometimes when we're in the throes of something, especially I am in Tampa, Florida. So when we were getting Irma headed right toward us in that week beforehand, when you are literally in it, it is very hard. I'm not going to lie. It is very hard to maintain that mindset, but it is possible. You have to be conscious of it. You have to maintain your other areas of your energy. So this is going to be an emotional and spiritual drain. You're going to want to make sure that your physical body is in tip-top shape, that you are as mentally sharp as you can possibly be. So you need to make sure you get extra sleep. Take a nap if you need to. Make sure that you are very well hydrated. Make sure you're eating okay. All of these things are so important. If you're feeling emotionally and psychically drained, you need to make up for it in some other way. So those are my best tips for you right now. And definitely at the most basic level, carry a black tourmaline with you. Those are great stones for helping to deflect any negative energy. And just remember, be a screen, not a sponge. And just even say that, put it on a post-it note, put it on your mirror, you know, when you get up in the morning. Just, you need to keep reminding yourself that as an empath, it's not your responsibility to own everyone else's emotions. And I think for a lot of people, and maybe I'm going to rub some people the wrong way right now, for a lot of people who like to live in victimhood, and I was guilty of this for a long time. A lot of people who like to live in victimhood will blame, oh, I'm an empath, I'm feeling everybody's emotions, so, you know, I can't control whatever, the way I'm reacting to things. I'm so tired, I'm so fatigued, this enables me to snap at people, this enables me to whatever, right? And no, it doesn't. You are more than capable of channeling this because that's why you were given this gift in the first place. And so now it's time to put on your big girl pants and do it. So I love you. This has been my Tough Love podcast, I guess, for people who are struggling with tragedies. God, I'm such an asshole. I hope that this resonated at least with some people. And if this helps, if the concept of being a screen, not a sponge helps, please, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line on Instagram. I'm at Tiffany Purdy, or if you go onto Facebook, Tiffany Joyce Purdy, Tiffany Purdy, look me up. Remember, as always, it's Tiffany with an I at the end. And I would love to hear more about what you want to talk about, what topics you'd like to hear. I am all ears, and I'm actually on fire. I am so ready to talk about my next topic, that I will probably be back very, very shortly. So I can't wait to talk to you next time. And in the meantime, have a great time being alive. Okay? I love you. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope that you learned something valuable. And if you did, I would love it if you would hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. And if you have a question that you need answered, feel free to drop an email into my inbox at hello@tiffanypurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.